Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences. Episodes discuss emotional, physical, and sexual violence. Listener discretion is advised. I'm Sid.
I'm Olivia.
And welcome back to Dark Dynasties. This is a podcast where we focus on different rich and powerful families who have ultimately exposed themselves to be corrupt, messed up, and, well, you know, very dark.
We're still talking about the Hammer family. Last time, we mostly talked about Armie Hammer, but we haven't even touched on his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. So buckle up.
This is a wild one.
So let's do a quick family tree just in case you're coming in now and you're like, what's going on? Who are all these people? There's so many people.
Okay.
So at the very bottom of the family tree, we, of course, have Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer's father is semi-famous trouble person,
Michael Hammer. His father is Julian Hammer.
Okay, also a troubled and trouble-causing person.
Just a dark person.
Julian's father is Armand Hammer, well-known
billionaire, philanthropist, art collector,
oil tycoon.
Friends with presidents, has princes on speed dial kind of a thing.
And then Armand's father is Julius.
Yes.
Julius is one of the founders of the American Communist Party.
Right, and funneled money and secrets to the communists during the Red Scare.
Actually, Armand Hammer was named after the communist flag at the time. Mm-hmm. You had the arm and the hammer.
Yeah, which is crazy, because I feel like that's a really obvious name if you're trying to kind of hide that you're a communist.
Yeah, something less obvious.
Yeah, something a little
maybe
less
like
obvious.
Maybe like Jack. I don't know. Anything else.
So in the late 1920s, Armand has all of these business ventures over in Russia.
And he's kind of picking up where his father left off.
Yeah, and he ends up having to sell them because he realizes, I'm not going to make any huge, crazy capitalist-level money in a communist country.
I mean, yeah.
As would the definition of both of those political systems.
Yeah, that would make sense. So he decides to commit to the United States. He's going to come here and have his life here.
In the 1930s, right?
Yes, and he wants to buy an oil empire.
He wants to basically be a billionaire, a philanthropist, a businessman. The biggest problem is there's a lot of anti-communist hate in America in the 1930s.
And I think they can spot you as being a communist if your name is Armand Hammer.
Well, especially if you have a wife and son in Russia.
Totally.
And that's a thing. He had a wife, Olga, and a son,
Julian,
in Russia. Armand Hammer's whole life, he was doing horrible things and then covering up the horrible things with good PR.
Yeah.
Like his whole life.
He would bribe people and record himself bribing them that he could have dirt on them for later.
And this man was very twisted. Everything he did had like 8 layers. So he, when he realized the thing holding him back from becoming a well-known American businessman, millionaire socialite, was having a son in Russia, he did everything he could to try to distance himself from his son, Julian. He was like, that's not my son. I don't know that kid. Let's get a paternity test. I do not know him.
It's his one and only son. Yeah. And obviously that's going to cause a lot of strain between their relationship.
That's going to say, I'm going to guess that's going to make that son a real messed up person.
Oh,
who does some real bad things.
I would guess that will even carry further down the line in their lineage.
Okay, well, let's.
I'm just throwing
that
out
there. Throwing out a guess.
Armand Hammer had his first wife, Olga, in Russia.
Right.
He gets married again.
Right. To Angela. He's married to her for a while, then they get divorced. He blames it on, she's an alcoholic, but in her court testimony, she says that, he was abusive, he was crazy, he threatened to kill her all the time.
She says that he basically wanted to take her for everything she was worth, and he was really awful to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Then he gets married a third time, third time's the charm, to a woman named Frances.
Now, Frances is an interesting woman to choose.
Yeah, well, see, the thing about Armand Hammer is that women to him were for use.
Yeah, it was they were about, like disposable napkins.
Yeah, he needed them for a certain reason.
Right.
And if there was no reason for them, then he didn't need them at all.
Yeah, he'd just discard them.
So the reason for Frances was she had money.
Wait. She had money?
She had money.
I thought he was self-made. Isn't he, touting himself as a billionaire and stuff?
Yeah, isn't he, a self-proclaimed, self-made billionaire?
Nope. He is a gold digger.
Which brings us to a segment called Rich People, Self-Made, Daddy's Little Angel, or Gold Digger.
We're going to say a rich person, and you guys can guess with us if that person is self-made, if that person is daddy's little angel, meaning they got all their money by being daddy's good little angel.
That's a genderless daddy.
Yeah, that's
or
a nepotism. That just means nepotism, but it's more fun to say it that way.
Oh, it's so much more fun.
Or gold digger. Did they marry for it?
So Armand Hammer, as we have learned,
is a gold digger.
A gold digger.
Who knew? Who knew? I would have pinned him as either of the other two.
I know, me
but,
too.
No, but plain and simple gold digger took $100,000 back in the day. That was a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Of his wife's money to buy Occidental Oil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which he then profited off like a crazy person.
Yeah. I would also say being an oil tycoon usually isn't a good sign of being a good person.
It's one of the first, that's a classic villain job.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a villainous trope. Okay. Here's one.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie Jenner.
That's got to be daddy's little angel, but the metaphorical daddy is her entire family.
That's correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, well.
Kylie Jenner, another person who has been called a self-made billionaire.
Right.
Through nepotism.
Right.
That part's an asterisk. They don't say that part right.
No, they love to call people self-made billionaires.
They leave it out, but, that's really what's in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's one. Elon Musk.
Ooh, bring in the Twitter stans, because I'm going to say, wasn't he daddy's little angel?
Elon Musk is daddy's little angel, but he's also exploiting people.
Oh, the fourth category talks about. Exploiting people.
You don't really become a billionaire without exploiting people.
No, I would say that no one can.
No. Not really.
But Elon Musk, his dad, he owned a bunch of mines where it was unethical, and he inherited those mines. And
what are you going to do?
And what are you going to do? You're going to exploit more people because you're Elon Musk.
Here's another one. Erica Jane or Erica Girardi from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Self-made?
No, she's a gold digger.
Oh, okay. She's a gold digger.
Now,
okay, there are no self-made people on this list.
There are no self-made
people.
Oh, well,
we love it.
But here's the thing. Erica Jane, she is a pop star.
Mm-hmm.
She's a housewife. She's making money, but she did start from...
Right. She took... her initial fund was
from Tom Girardi, who was a lawyer who scammed a bunch of airplane crash victims.
Oh, that's not good at all.
No, that's not good.
No, that's... I would put exploiting people in there.
Okay, Mark Zuckerberg.
Ooh, I think that a lot of people are going to be like, oh, Mark Zuckerberg is self-made. But I would say he's upper middle class type of self-made,
mm-hmm.
where it's you still have the privilege of doing whatever you would want to do as a privileged person.
Uh-huh.
And then you get the chance to go after what you want.
Yeah.
Which is, I'd say that's definitely a better type of self-made.
That's 100% correct. He's part self-made and part daddy's little angel.
Oh, nice.
Meaning he was given the opportunity to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing really in his way, but,
But he took it.
He took it
and said, I'm going to succeed this way.
He took it and he made a cool thing, and we're all cool, Facebook. Okay.
Awesome, Facebook. And now all our older generations are...
Use it wrong.
So that's awesome.
So that's awesome. Perfect.
Well, that was a segment called...
Rich people. Self-made.
Daddy's little angel.
or gold digger.
So there's some crazy parallels, I think, that I'd love to get into between Armand and Armie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean the two Armands.
They're both Armands.
Both of their names are Armand. So here's the thing. Armand Hammer, this is an amazing story.
Yeah.
Armand Hammer manipulated all of his wives. That's like part of his thing.
He loves to manipulate women.
Yes. The Hammers, you're going to see the trend here is the Hammer men tend to not respect women.
It's a generational trend.
And Armand Hammer had this hilarious thing happen where he was having an affair.
As he does.
You know, he was cheating on his third wife, Frances.
The one with all the money. The one he took all the money from.
Yes.
Just shout out to Frances.
And he was cheating on her with this woman named Martha Kaufman.
Yeah.
Now, Frances found out about the affair.
Yeah.
And was like, you can't bring that woman around anymore.
Yeah, she's like, Martha Kaufman's out.
And so he goes, all right.
Gotcha.
And he tells Martha Kaufman, you have to legally change your name to a new name and wear a white wig.
Yeah. Not even like a real hair color wig.
No. A white wig. The pictures are crazy.
Yeah.
This woman has the same face in both pictures.
Oh, yeah. She's the same woman. She's just legally had to change her name to Hillary Gibson and wear a white wig.
And Frances didn't notice.
Or if she did, she was like, God, I'm not even bringing this up.
No. Frances was like, no. Hillary Gibson and Martha Kaufman, two different women. One of them has white hair.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is that apparently Armand's mistresses had to be on like a very strict like protocol. Like they had to be ready anytime he wanted them. Like he had to track their whereabouts.
Yeah.
Like this is literally all the exact same thing that like Armie Hammer is doing.
Yes, Armie Hammer was taking record of Courtney's location and then showed up where she was unannounced.
It was said that Armand's mistresses had to submit to like whatever sexual demands, even if they were humiliating. It's like literally copy paste.
Yeah, exactly
it's
the same.
Crazy.
And the fact that a woman would go so far to change her name legally
change her name
and like wear a wig around somebody's wife just shows you how much power this guy had.
Yeah
It also shows you how things like Hannah Montana can be real.
I was gonna say that is like a Disney like type of storyline and like a kids show.
It's really like in Hannah Montana we were all like, no, that would never happen because I would recognize her with a different color of hair. Apparently,
and a different name. Apparently not.
That works?
Not for Martha Kaufman.
Martha Kaufman, the original Hannah Montana.
Yeah, so Armand, business-wise, his favorite thing to do and the way that he got most of his power, he loved bribing people.
Yeah.
He loved bribing presidents of other countries. He loved bribing probably presidents of this country. He loved bribing businessmen, everyone. Everyone you could bribe, he loved to bribe.
Yeah, I mean, he had a bunch of money, and so that's what he did with it. And what he would do, which is even more twisted, he would record himself.
Oh, yeah. That's the craziest layer, because he'd show up with a briefcase of cash.
Uh-huh.
He'd be like, hey, I'll bribe you with this briefcase of cash if you do the XYZ.
He said, I'll bribe you.
He says, hi, I'll bribe you with this cash if you'll XYZ. And that's all he said verbatim.
Sure.
But, you know, and people...
He's secretly recording
people accepting his bribes. Mm-hmm. Then, after a while, he has them blackmailed over the recording of them being bribed by him.
Here's the thing that's crazy to me. In recording that, he's also recording himself.
I know. It's like he's telling on himself the whole time, but he doesn't care.
Yeah. That's the part. See, again...
Reckless behavior.
These people are very reckless, and they're all above the law, so they feel like they can do whatever they want.
There's big I am God energy. Honestly, Casey, Armie Hammer's aunt, who wrote a book about their whole family and is a huge part of the House of Hammer docuseries. She's an incredible woman. I cannot believe what she's doing for women in general.
She's so cool.
But she said that she asked Armand once, you know, Grandpa, why don't you want to be president of the United States?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, well, there's like not enough power at all in that. Like he laughed and said, there's not enough power.
No.
Which is probably true, but also really telling.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Armand even employed his son, Julian. Remember the son who he didn't care for
earlier?
The
son who was like, that's not mine.
No, the son's back because the son can serve a purpose now.
Yeah.
So Armand employs his son, Julian, to spy for him.
Oh, the perfect way to employ your son.
And Armand was a spy for his father,
yeah,
Julius.
Yeah, oh my God.
Julius hired, or maybe didn't even hire, Armand as a spy for him for the Communist Party.
Yeah.
And now Armand is hiring Julian
as a personal spy.
As a personal spy.
Not even for a greater organization, just
no,
a personal
just for
spy.
Bribes.
Yeah. And that's the crazy thing too, is to trust someone that much, to employ them to spy for you when you also hate them and they hate you.
Yeah.
Because Armand and Julian hated each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like from the get-go to the end, like hated each other.
Yeah. And I think Julian was always kind of aware that his father hated him.
Absolutely. Which is, well, his father made it very clear from a very early point.
Which is why I think later down the line, Julian's son tried to surpass him when it came to the will.
Absolutely. And why Julian treated his own kid so badly and why he, you know, lost it so much. Because Julian, I mean, we'll get into him later, but oh my God, that is an ill person.
Yeah.
But Armand's crazy things don't end there.
No. So actually, Armand Hammer was involved in the Watergate cover-up.
This was so swept under the rug. This is another really good example of, like, Armand Hammer would go and do bad things and illegal things and then PR cover it up.
We would still know about him as the billionaire philanthropist.
Oh, art collector. Oh, he loves to give back to charity and art. And it's like art has nothing to do
and
with
it. And in actuality, he's funding the Watergate cover-up.
Yeah. And so, you know, he made a bunch of illegal Nixon campaign donations that went to funding the Watergate cover-up.
And people knew about this, like, within the government.
Yeah,
they knew.
Yep. And he ended up actually getting convicted for a misdemeanor for it.
That's
he did not get away with it. And, you know, he can't – now, this is him when he's younger, obviously. He can't pretend to be this socialite billionaire who is, like, the greatest of the great.
Who's always having these parties, who everyone respects.
Mm-hmm. If you are also, you know, recently in trouble for a misdemeanor.
So?
So how do you rehab your image? How do you get back? Right?
Right. Well, he needed to do a full glow-up.
Yeah, and the best way I've heard to do a glow-up is to pay Prince Charles £40 million to be your friend.
That's literally what I do every
day.
Every time I need to, like, change my image, I call Prince Charles.
Yeah.
I say, I've got $40 million.
£40 million, which would be a quarter of a billion pounds nowadays.
What can you do for me,
what
Prince Charles?
Can you be my friend? And Prince Charles will say, abso-fucking-lutely, here I come.
So basically what happens is Armand Hammer got in with the royal family.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to buy Prince Charles. And Prince Charles was like, absolutely, we love it.
And you know who loves the royal family?
Who?
People in the United States.
Interesting.
People in the United States love the royal family.
They're like, whoa, what is that like?
Royalty?
What's that?
And they respect them so much. So basically what Armand Hammer is doing is just a really good job of making himself look like a respectable person.
Yep.
I just hope he appreciates it.
If all these respectable people want to hang out with me, why wouldn't you want to hang out
exactly.
with me?
Exactly. I must be like a really cool guy.
He's hanging out with Princess Diana.
Yeah.
He's hanging out with Prince
Charles.
I want
to hang out with Princess Diana.
He's hanging out with these people who everyone else is like, hell yeah, we love them.
Yeah. He throws a giant gala for Prince Charles and Princess Di. Everyone's like, oh yeah, we forgot anything bad this guy's ever done.
He actually gets pardoned.
Yeah. By H.W. Bush is like, oh, you're fine.
Yeah.
Wonder how that came about.
Yeah. I wonder if that pardon involved any money.
All of these things, he did a really good job of covering up, even up till his death. And we'll get into what happened after his death in a second. But one of the craziest things, obviously, that happened with the whole Armand Hammer anything is the Piper Alpha disaster.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Armand Hammer, oil tycoon, he owned Occidental Oil. The biggest platform for Occidental Oil, it was like the cornerstone of Occidental Oil, was this giant oil rig in the North Sea called Piper Alpha. It was a giant oil platform, and there was a crazy huge accident where I think 176 people died.
Oh, yeah. It was the worst accident in the North Shore platform.
Yeah. And there was a history of unsafe protocol on that oil rig.
Yep, it was known.
There were deaths that had happened prior.
But they had been covered up.
There were mass evacuations that had happened prior, and they had never fixed the problems, but they just covered it up, and they let all those people die.
So then the media comes, right, to cover this story.
Right.
He pretends to be sad.
He does an amazing job to be sad.
He's like, I'm not happy about this, obviously. Then he gets on a plane and says, let's have champagne and caviar. We had a great day.
We've had a great day. Yeah, and to the point where it gets so crazy where while he's pretending to be sad, Prince Charles literally comes up to him publicly to console him and goes, you mustn't blame yourself.
Yeah.
Accused of interfering and meddling.
And it's like, no, you actually are solely to blame.
You're the main person to blame
you
here.
You are the sole person to blame.
It's so strange to hear of a person like this who doesn't take responsibility for their actions. I don't understand.
Yeah, what's that like?
What is
living
that
in America around a bunch of
I'm so confused. We haven't seen this before in history or since
or in this family. But what's really nuts is that at the end of Armin Hammer's life, right, like he orchestrates this whole life where he has power over everything. He never cracks. He never slips like the rest of his family.
And also the entire time he's telling his children, he's telling his grandchildren.
And the world.
What they should be doing all the time.
Yeah.
He's telling them like.
Oh, he's recording them.
He's recording them and he's saying like, okay, my grandkids, you're going to go to this school and you're going to go to this school and you're going to marry this person and you're going to do this and you're going to do this. And everyone's doing it because they're promised billions of dollars.
Or else they'll get cut off. If you don't do what he wants, you get cut off.
Because they know this guy's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And we have to wait until he dies to get our billions.
Yep.
So in the meantime, you have Michael.
Yep.
Michael is
Armin's grandson, Armie's father. Stay with us.
So again, let's go over this again, okay? We've got Armin's son, Julian. Julian's son, Michael. And then Michael's son is Armin
Hammer.
So Michael is kind of a little brown noser.
Oh, yeah.
And he is trying to get in on, like, Armin's good side because he knows Armin and Julian have, like, a really,
they
kind
hate
of
each other.
Hostile relationship.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you don't like your son? Well, what about if your grandson was like, I'm going to name my son after you. I'm going to love you up. I'm going to get all lovey on you.
So Michael went into the family business.
Yeah.
He marries the girl that Armin kind of, like,
wants him to.
Absolutely. He's naming his son after him.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing all the things he knows will get him on the will.
Yep.
And will get him on the will higher than his own father.
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing is at the point where Armin Hammer actually does die, apparently he was still dead in the bed and Michael and Drew were looting his house, taking tapestries out to the car while he was still dead.
This family, you know, they love each other a lot,
it's
clearly.
Very deep love. And, the will gets read.
Yeah.
And this is for a billionaire, keep in mind.
A billionaire.
A billionaire. So Casey.
Casey, Armie Hammer's aunt, who we've spoken of earlier. But unfortunately, she is a woman.
Yeah, and they hate those.
So she gets $250,000.
From a billionaire.
From a billionaire.
Julian, Armin's son, gets $500,000 from a billionaire. Pay off his house.
Okay. So then it comes to Michael.
Right.
They say, Michael, you get the Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm.
And then the executor of the will gets $40 million.
Oh, and by the way, that's Michael.
And at the time, Julian's angry because he's like, I wanted the Rolls Royce.
And it's like, did you not hear the part where your son now has $40 million?
Did you not hear the part where your father was not really a billionaire?
$40 million
is not a billionaire.
He gave away all his money bribing people. Slash, did he ever have that much money to begin with? We don't know because he lies about stuff.
Here's a quick, just like a PSA
absolutely,
for the audience.
Absolutely.
A billionaire has to have $1 billion. A billionaire has to have $1 billion or more.
Oh, my God. And that was Learning with Sydney.
And that was Learning with Sydney.
And then I guess another life lesson would be if someone is always telling you they're a billionaire, you don't even need to ruin your whole life to believe them to try to get some of that money because they might not even have it.
I would say somebody who's always trying to prove to you something might not even be that.
Yep.
Like if somebody's always like, I'm the best actor in the world.
Yeah.
Chances are they're not.
You're proving that pretty hard. Yeah. So obviously everyone's pissed. There's a whole war within the family after the death because, you know, Michael gets everything.
And for a second, can we talk about the fact that Casey Hammer, Michael's sister, who, you know, wrote this book and came out about everything that had gone wrong in her family, she was left with virtually nothing compared to what everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, granted, she was left $250,000. Let me tell you, I would love $250,000.
No, I've never
if
even
anyone
seen
wants
that
to
amount
write
of money.
Me a check, that's awesome.
Like,
but
I've never seen that money in
still,
my life.
$250,000 compared to $40 million.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the thing she said is it wasn't even as much about the money as much as it was about, like, oh, I've been erased from this family.
Well, because when you grow up in a family where money is love and then you don't get any money in a will, you're basically being told, like, oh, yeah, you don't have that much love for you. Because if you're not given real love, if you're given money in place of love and then you're not given as much money as everyone else, it's like a statement about how loved you are.
Yeah, Michael and Drew, you know, going into the dead grandfather's home and taking prized possessions while he's still laying there dead is a good way to show you how much that family has loved each other.
Yeah. Here's something that's even more love. Julian did a loving thing after his father's death.
Oh, boy.
Julian was so mad after Armin's death that he was cheated out of the will that he went to a reporter with records of everything Armin had hidden about himself. And he exposed everything.
Because Julian was his spy.
Julian, yeah, he spied for him.
He had all this dirt on him.
And he was like, actually, here, I'm going to ruin my father's reputation forever. Here's all the dirt on him. Here we go.
Because he doesn't need to be in his good graces anymore.
No, because A, he's dead, and B, because he never got anything from being in his good graces anyway.
Oh, man.
So all the, you know, resurgence of the information of the Watergate stuff, Piper Alpha stuff, all of this internal spying and hearing him bribe, you know, the Venezuelan president or like random people was all given to a journalist to publish because Julian was like, you know what, screw it, like, I'm out.
And all of a sudden everybody knows, oh, the Hammer family has a lot of a darker underbelly than we initially thought.
Way darker. And also way, way, way darker than we've even gotten into at all.
Oh, it gets even darker.
It gets so dark that it's like, oh my God, this dynasty is dark.
So we've covered a lot on Armi and Armand, but there's two whole generations in between with even darker stories.
So next episode, we'll be focusing on Julian, who's Armand's son and Armi's grandfather, as well as Julian's daughter, Casey, who has bravely come forward to stop her family's cycle of abuse.
This is going to get really wild. This is just a crazy story, and you guys have to listen to the next episode.
Buckle up. Hang in there. This has been Dark Dynasties.
I'm Sid.
I'm Olivia.
And thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.